Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Take it to the grave. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
This week we're staying in Scotland, not for false identities, but for some ghosts, both horrible and kind of adorable, at what some call the world's most haunted cemetery, Greyfriars Kirkyard. In Edinburgh, Scotland, perched on a hill overlooking the new town, by new, I mean it was built in the 1700s, is Greyfriars Kirkyard. Greyfriars Kirkyard is a beautiful cemetery that is older than Edinburgh itself, dating back to 1562. Greyfriars takes its name from the Franciscan friary that used to be on site. The friars there wore long gray habits and maintained the area. The friary itself dissolved in 1560 and was replaced by a churchyard. Greyfriars Kirkyard remained an active cemetery until around 1600, when it was full up on bodies and ghosts. While Greyfriars Kirkyard is still a beautiful place to mourn, walk around, and stay in touch with Edinburgh's historical roots, it also became a fertile ground for stories of ghosts. The most aggressive ghost is the Mackenzie Poltergeist, one of the most active and scary paranormal figures in the area, rooted in the cemetery's black mausoleum. The poltergeist is said to be that of George Mackenzie, known during his lifetime as a ruthless persecutor of the Scottish Covenanteers, a Presbyterian movement in the 17th century. Mackenzie's poltergeist was angered and released back in 1999 when a houseless person looking for a spot to sleep broke into the black mausoleum. Oddly enough, Scottish poet Robert Louis Stevenson may have predicted Mackenzie's angry ghost in his 1879 book, Edinburgh Picturesque Notes, writing, "When a man's soul is certainly in hell, his body will scarce lie quiet in a tomb, however costly. Sometime or other, the door must open, and the reprobate come forth in the abhorred garments of the grave." Pretty spooky. Greyfriars Kirkyard is also connected to the Covenanteers' prison through a stone gateway and locked metal grate near Mackenzie's black mausoleum. It was once home to an estimated 1,200 members of a failed anti-government revolution occurring in 1679. Conditions at the prison were so brutal that only 257 of the prisoners came out alive, a portion of whom escaped or pledged loyalty to the crown, 4 long and painful months after their mass incarceration. Many people touring the graveyard and prison have emerged with bruises, burns, scratches, even broken bones. In 2006, the Scotsman wrote that there had been 450 documented attacks, 140 people who had collapsed, and even suspicion that the Mackenzie poltergeist was responsible for the death of local psychic Colin Grant, who performed an exorcism based on the hauntings. On January 26th, 2 months after the exorcism, Grant expressed fears that his work would kill him, and days later, he died from a heart attack during a seance at his clairvoyant shop. On that note, let's take a break. Greyfriars Kirkyard has typical markers of old Scottish cemeteries, carved stone angels of death, eerie demons, and supernatural figures carved in stone, seemingly guarding the area. But the metal grills covering some of the graves are also commonplace, with a strange history in and of themselves. In the early 1800s, the University of Edinburgh's prestigious medical studies program flourished, sparking a need for fresh bodies. By way of this need, underground trade in corpses flourished and became, well, a huge issue. To prevent body snatchers from making bank on random dead bodies, people would protect their freshly dead family members by boxing them in iron cages, called mort safes, that run deep into the ground. These grills look not unlike the ones that people put on their windows to prevent break-ins. I have them in my house in case you are curious. But then there's Bobby, the most famous ghost that resides in Greyfriars Kirkyard. Not just for his persistence, but also because he is an adorable little terrier. According to legend, Bobby was a loyal dog that just stood by his deceased owner's grave for 14 years until his own death, when he himself was buried next to his owner. However true the story is, not much. Spoiler alert. It's been memorialized in books and movies, and for the past 140 years, a bronze Skye Terrier has stood guard outside the grounds and watched over the graveyard, an unofficial mascot of the cemetery. I hate to burst anyone's bubble, but more recently, historians say that while Bobby was probably a real terrier that actually existed and hung out at the graveyard, his extended mourning was probably a marketing ploy made up by the cemetery and a nearby restaurant to encourage, I guess what they call, graveyard tourism. Bobby wasn't sad about his owner, but as a dog, he was happy he was being given attention and food. Hey, I've done a lot more for much less. I know J.K. Rowling is a problematic figure, but the cemetery is also just steps from the Elephant House Cafe, the place where J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter. Among the graves in Greyfriars Kirkyard is one with a headstone reading, Thomas Riddell, which many fans think may have inspired the birth name of Lord Voldemort, the villain of Harry Potter. Whatever spooky shit you're into, Greyfriars Kirkyard has a real grab bag of haunted shit, my favorite of course, being the little dog, a famed pawn in a ploy to get more people out of their homes and to a graveyard? Sure, I love it.